going to pick up on to some of the adoption barriers. I know we heard from the previous speaker, but these are just some of the adoption barriers that people find. And I think just talking to people on the stand today, people say funding is the big issue. How do we fund something like this? Well, on the How To Y2 Guide, we provide some solutions, and Simon will be talking about that in a bit. Obviously, understanding the new tests, that's not just for clinical staff, but as we heard before, that's patients too. Turnaround tests must mean turnaround, must mean... You know, interoperative tests must mean interoperative. For example, University Hospital of North Staffordshire, their pathology department is on a completely different site. So if we want to get an interoperative result, it's going to take 20 minutes just to get to pathology. So actually we need to think about how can we integrate that. And obviously, as a previous speaker alluded to, the where you place this piece of kit is obviously very, very important. Obviously, organisation and coordination between your own departments. There's this budget silo barrier where, well, pathology will pay for it, but surgery will benefit because we won't be having as many second operations. So just overcoming those barriers, but also ensuring that radiology, nuclear med, oncology, you know, the breast care nurses, that everyone is talking to each other and that those protocols are set up appropriately.